Tuesday night, the Dorim Shir. We're in the middle of the Ran of Shavuos. Shavuos, the Ran is discussing if you have to say Shem Hashem. We explained that the concept of Shavuos certainly is hooking up with Hashem, hooking up with Hashem's reality, to the degree we even said that it could even be that, in other words, Shavuos Bitoy, talking about the future, might not be a chalois iser like neder is, and if you say I won't eat the kikar, it's a chalois iser, and if you say I will eat the kikar, it's a chalois mitzvah. Rather, it's like a statement of fact, almost like a prediction. Shvua she'ochal kikar zeh means it's true that I will eat this kikar, and that is as true as Hashem's reality. So it's sort of like the Avar. It's not all that different than the Avar. It's just that, according to the first one, the Yomer in Shavuos, by the Avar, it's wrong immediately when it's Yotzei Mipiv, and that's why it's called Shav. And in the other one, you've made it wrong by your actions, and that's why it's called Sheker. The Shavuos might be, according to the other one, the Yomer, that both Shav and Sheker refer to the past, and that a Shavuos for the future is Bal Yachel. So maybe that's not the way it works. But then we said, according to the Rambam, even though he passes like the second man, the Omar, that Shav is when it's obviously, demonstrably, clearly false, or true for that matter. And it's so clearly and obviously true that making a Shavuah to that effect is also a Shavuah Shav. Shavuah that 2 and 2 is 4 is a Shavuah Shav. The Rambam holds, and Sheker is when it's not clear, not obvious, but where'd the fan go? But the Rambam paskins that the second man, the Omer, holds that it's Bal Yachel and Shavuah Sheker. And therefore, you could still maintain that this is, that the Shavuah is always the same. Shavuah, I will eat this kikar, and I'm saying that is true. And the word Shavuah means that is true. That is what the word Nishma means. That is true. It's as true as Hashem's reality. So then there's a machlokas here in the Ran. Let's take it slow. The Ran says that you don't have to mention Shem Hashem. He has rayas. Shem Hashem alone is a Shavuah. And therefore the Mishnah, which has you saying the word Shavuah or a kinui, doesn't need the word Shem. Okay. So he has the Kasha from a Gemara in Shavuos, which says that Shavuos HaEdus needs Shem Hashem. I asked the Kasha, why can't you say that's Dafka Shavuos HaEdus? Because it needs a certain Nusach, just like you find, I don't have a Teretz, just like you find that you need a pasuk that Shavuos HaEdus could be b'chol lashon in any language. You don't need such a pasuk by a regular shvuah or a regular neder. So why can't you say the same thing here? I don't know. Let's see what Rabbeinu Tam answers. Rabbeinu Tam gives a teretz. Tirz Rabbeinu Tam dahali mili mushma mipi acheri. Dahamisota gamrinam la, that you need Shem Hashem by Shavuos HaEdus is learned out from Sota. Shemushba'as mipi kayin. Abu mamushba mipi atzmo lo boy Hashem. What's this all about? A Shavuah, you have to say the words. You need Bitush Messiah. That we've seen many times already, and we know there's a din of Gomar Belibel Torch Lahosi Besfasov, that you have to make the Shavuah. You have to express the Shavuah. You have to say the Shavuah. The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chof Tesamud Beis. Omar Shmuel, Kol Ha'one Omein Achar Shavuah Kemotzi Shavuah Mipiv Dami. Start from this Mishnah. Yeah. If you say Omein to a Shavuah, it's like you made the Shavuah. In other words, someone comes over to me and says, you, meaning me, the person is mashbiach me, like Avram did tell Eliezer, mashbiach, I'm placing you under oath. Again, there's such a concept. See, I am placing you under oath. I'm making the words you're about to utter, I'm speaking out that it should be b'shvua. I'm saying that. I'm imposing shvua on you. And now you're going to say, I owe you money, I don't owe you money, I ate the kikar, I didn't eat the kikar, I know I do this for you, I owe you money, I don't owe you money. That's going to be b'shvua. I'm imposing it on you. But you don't say the word shvua. Now, theoretically, I could do that. I could tell you, I'm mashbia you that you shouldn't eat this kikar. First, I'm talking about the concept. I'm mashbia you, you should eat this kikar. Now, so now the Gemara talks about two cases. One is, I'm mashbia you. I'm mashbia you that you don't know edus for me, or I'm mashbia you that you're not going to eat this kikar, or I'm mashbia you whatever I want, and you repeat the words, let's say by edus, eini yodei alecha edus. I'm placing you under oath to say whether or not you know edus for me, and you say I don't know edus for you, but you don't say the key word shvua. That's called mushbo mipi acher. You said the words, and I placed you under oath. That's called mushbo mipi acherim. Then mushbo mipi atzmo you have, which we'll talk about. Mitzvah Hashem is a funny elocution, a funny way of saying it. You should say the guy made a shvua. Yeah. Even that, it's talk about as if he's mashbia himself. He places himself under oath. That's called mushbo mipi atzmo. Now, a normal shvua's bitui, meaning swearing about something of the past, swearing about something of the future, requires mushbo mipi atzmo. Requires you to say the shvua, including the word shvua. You have to say that you're under oath. You have to say the shvua. Not just the words, I ate this kikar, I will eat this kikar, I won't eat this kikar, but you have to say the word shvua too. And therefore, mushbo mipi acherim by shvua's bitui. Shvua's bitu meaning a regular shvua. I will eat, I won't eat, I did eat, I didn't eat. Mushbo mipi acherim, that's what it's called. Mushbo mipi acherim by a shvua's bitui is a non-starter. It's no good, it's not chal. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk that mushbo mipi acherim is good by shvua's aedus and by shvua's apikado. I talked to you last night that there's different kinds of shvua, and there's shvua's apikadon, which is a particular parsha of the Torah that talks about you're swearing that you don't owe me money, and then you admit you lied, or shvua's edus, that you swear that you don't owe edus for me, and then you admit you lied. In one case it's a korban olah v'yored, in another case it's a special asham called asham gezelos. It's nisraba there that you could be mushbo mipi acherim also. You could do it in a way of being mushbo mipi atzmo, and you can do it in a way of being mushbo mipi acherim. You learn from a puzzle. Shvuas bitui cannot be mushbo mipi acherim. Shvuas bitui has to be that you express the shvua. It's called shvuas bitui. The pasuk is levate b'sfasayim. That's probably why. You have to express it. Now Shmuel comes along with a member and says, Rashi says this is Shvuah's bitui also. If I bein b'shvuah's bitui, bein b'shvuah's edus, it's called mushma mipi atzmo. I sort of make the shvuah for you. I'm not sure what the word is. I say, I'm mashbia you that you won't eat this kikar. And all you say is amen. You don't say, I won't eat this kikar. If I say, I'm mashbia you, you won't eat this kikar, and you say, I taka won't eat this kikar, that's called mushma mipi acherim. I place you on the oath, you said the words. No good for Shavuos Bitui. It's not a Shavuos. Yes, good for Shavuos Eidus and for Shavuos Apikado. But not good for Shavuos Bitui. Says Shmuel, Amen. Amen is like you made the bracha. Amen is like you made the Shavuos. So that's good for Shavuos Bitui too. It's like you made the Shavuos. Omar Shmuel, listen to the words. Kol ha'omer omen achar shvua. If you say the words omen after a shvua that someone imposes upon you, kemotzi shvua mipiv dami. Bipiv, it's even stronger. Kemotzi shvua mipiv dami. It's like you made an actual shvua yourself. That's the power of omen. That's what we know from brachas, that we say omen. And then it's like you made the shvua. Grada by brachas, it's not an exact tushtel. My brachas is b'di'eved. If someone's being motzi you in a bracha, and you're listening, b'di'eved you yose, even if you don't say amen. The din of shomea ka'oneh, and we say shomea ka'oneh by brachas. We don't say it by shvuos bitui, because again, it's missing the bitui. It's missing your lips. It's missing your words. But the gemara shmuel's mechadish here in this gemara that the word amen, a very powerful word, amen, amen. It's like you said the shvua.
Is it only the word amen? What if he says okay?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know if he knows. Because the word amen is not a magic word. It's a word of acceptance. You see, by mushma mipi acherim, you say, I say to you, let's say, ani mashbia oscha shelo tochal kikar zeh. A mashbia you, I place you on the oath that you won't eat this kikar. And you say the words, lo ochal kikar zeh. Right? Like if you said okay, that might be worse. If you just repeat lo ochal kikar zeh, then that's mushma mipi acherim. Because you made a statement, but I placed you under oath. You didn't place yourself under oath. But if you say amen, then you placed yourself under oath. And maybe okay is like amen, in the sense that it's an acceptance. But remember that it has to be a bitui. If I bracha, you could just listen. And it's like you made the bracha. Shomea ka'oneh. Listening to the Megillah. Listening maybe to Kriyas HaTorah. But certainly to the Megillah, the Yom HaSester. It's like you said it just by virtue of the fact that you're listening to it. There must be different levels. Shomea ka'oneh is one level. But that level doesn't give you bitui's fasayim. But saying the word amen, even though it's only one little word, amen, one little teeny word, but that lechor is enough bitui's fasayim that it's like you made the shvur.
Is kavana involved? Like you were saying, shomei ka'one by a bracha, also you need kavana, no?
Yeah, kavana to be yotze.
Right, to be yotze. So well, here, amen, kavana to be.
Amen. Remember, by shomei ka'one, we don't really know what you're doing. Here, the word amen is a word saying I accept it. So now if you would say you don't accept it, you didn't accept it, it would be good old Dvarim Shebelei, Veinam Dvarim. You said you do accept it. So that's Shmuel's memory. He learns it out from Sota. This is going to be very important. Dichsiv, V'omra ha'isha, Amen, Amen. Now, the Ran will explain the Raya by us. We'll learn the Ran in a moment. The Ran's going to say, what do you learn out from Sota? What do you see in Sota? How do you see this in Sota? The Ran will say, and I'll say it over now just to give a picture. The Ran says, the Imlo, if it's not like she said the word Shvua, that she made the Shvua, then it's not even Mushma Mipi Acherim, because she didn't say anything. Remember, Mushma Mipi Acherim is when I say, I place you under oath that you won't eat this kikar. And you say, I won't eat this kikar. You're under oath because I placed you under oath. That's no good for Shavuos Bitui. The Sota says nothing. The coin is Mashbiyah Ha about an event in the past, that she was not Mezana. And she doesn't say, I was not Mezana. She just says, Amen, I accept the Hashpo'a, I accept the curse. He accompanies it with a curse. That if yeah, bad things are going to happen to her. She has to accept it. She has to say amen. So the Gemara brings a raya from the... So, what's the Gemara's raya? Amen. There's no way for amen to end up being mushma mipi achere. If it's ke'ilu, you said it, you're mushma mipi atzmo, which is Shmuel's member. If it's not ke'ilu, you said it, then it's nothing, because you didn't say any words. So it's not even mushma mipi achere. That's how the Ran explains Shmuel's raya. Again, Shmuel's memra is on Chav Tesum and Beis and Shavuos, and it's Omar Shmuel Kona One Omein Achar Shvua Kemotzi Shvua Mipivdami. It's like he actually uttered the Shvua himself. Dichsev, we learn it out from a pasuk, Vamra Isha Omein Omein, with the explanation coming in our Ran. Now, the halachic status of saying Omein is Mushma Mipiatzmo. A, it helps by Shvuas Bitui. B, by Shvuas Aedus and Shvuas HaPikadon, there are actually different dinim for Mushma Mipi Atzmo, when you make the oath yourself, and for Mushma Mipi Acherim, when someone else places you under oath. Omein is definitely in category number one, that it's like you made the Shvuah. But here's what's funny, here's what I want you to think about, and we'll learn the Ran, we'll see. If a Sota would make the Shvuah herself, if she would jump up and say, I swear I was not Mazana, would the Parsha kick in? No. You need the Parsha the way the Torah is structured it, that the Kohen places her under oath. So here's the strangeness. And we're going to learn the Ran, you're going to see the whole picture. It's like a Hagdom. Here's the strangeness. Shmuel makes a statement, if you say Amen, it's like you said the Shvuah. Right? He learns it out from Sota that the woman says Amen, and it kicks in. The Ran explains the Raya, we'll see in a moment inside the Ran, because if it's not like she said the Shvuah herself, then it's zero. How do you end up with Mushma Mipi Acherim, that someone else placed you under oath? All you said was the word Amen. Normally someone places you under oath, you say the sentence, the operative sentence. I place you under oath that you know Eidus for me, and you say, I don't know Eidus for you. So I'm under oath.
She says, oh man, that's like she said the bracha herself.
But Lechora, if the woman actually made it herself,
then it's not valid.
Then Lechora, it's not valid. It was, okay, so now we'll see the Ran. Now we're ready to see the Ran. Tirutz Rabbeinu Tam, Dahani Milim. Now, what does Rabbeinu Tam answer? Dahani Milim. I want to go off on a tangent now and explain. The Rabbeinu Tam says, "Hani Milim Mushma Mipi Acherim." It's only Mushma Mipi Acherim that requires Shem. What was our kasha? That Shvuas Eidus needs Shem Hashem. Our Mishnah is clear that making a Shvuah does not need saying Shem Hashem. It says that Shvuas Eidus does require saying Shem Hashem. So Rabbeinu Tam answers, that's only the case of Mushma Mipi Acherim. Then it needs Shem Hashem. Because we learn it out from Sota, who's Mushbaas Mipi Kohen. That the Kohen places her under oath. And that's where you learn out you need Shem Hashem. Abo Mushma Mipi Atzmo, Lo Boy Yashem.
Shvuas Eidus.
Now, a few things. We're going to learn the Ran's kasha, but first I want to ask a question inherent in Rabbeinu Tam. Where did Rabbeinu Tam come up with this chiluk from? I want to bring out a point. I talked about it in the first week of the shiur. I want to bring out a point. Rabbeinu Tam thinks of a chiluk, right? Now, I submit to you that Rabbeinu Tam must have held his chiluk as logical. And I'm going to ask you in a second what you think the logic is. I mean, listen to what he says. Oh, you need Shem Hashem when you're placed on the oath by others. When you make the Shvuah yourself, you don't need Shem Hashem. I mean, that must have... Why? Because he doesn't have any proof, really. He's saying a teretz. He's saying you learn it out from Sota. Forget about the problem that the Ran attacks him with. We'll get to that either tonight or tomorrow. But I'm just talking about Rabbeinu Tam. What does he say? Listen to what he says. A guy comes over to Yossi Akasha. You say a chilek. Now, then you say, because you learn it out from Sota, that you need Shem Hashem. Shul Seydus learns it out from Sota. Shul Seydus could be both ways, remember. Rabbeinu Tam's answering, it's only the Shul Seydus where you're placed under oath by others that you need Shem Hashem. Because you learn it out from Sota, that you need Shem Hashem by Shul Seydus. The Gemara learns it out from Sota. And Sota, the Kohen, placed her under oath. So it's only when someone else places you under oath that you need Shem Hashem, but not in our Mishnah when you're making the Shvuah yourself. Now, I submit to you that Rabbeinu Tam's chiluk must have been logical to him. Because he has no proof.
It is logical.
Well, wait, I want to finish to explain why it has to be logical. It's not as if the Gemara said explicitly that you learn out that Shvuah Sa'edus requires Shem Hashem when it's Mushma Mipi Acherim, just like the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara just says Shvuah Sa'edus needs Shem because you learn it out from Sota. Rabbeinu Tam said, he didn't say, oh, you only need Shem Hashem when you have the S sound in the word. Shvuah Sa'edus and Sota. Why didn't Rabbeinu Tam answer that? Because then we would have looked at Rabbeinu Tam and said, like, it's not true. But it fits in. You only need Shem Hashem by Shvuas, by Edus, and Sota. Right? So there must have been a logic. Rabbeinu Tam must have felt that this is logical. So first of all, I'm asking you, what do you think the logic is? And then I want to prove something I said the first week of the Shvuah. Yeah, what?
Mushma al pi atzmo, you know what you're saying. You don't have to define what somebody else is making you say. Mushma al pi acherim, someone's like making you say something. So you have to sort of be mechazik that you really mean what he's saying. So saying the word.
What do you mean by mean what you're saying? In what sense?
Because somebody's putting it. Because he's trying to make you say something. It's not necessarily something that
you're not,
you mean.
What do you mean by that? You're not forced to say what you're saying.
In order for it to be a shvua, you have to somehow agree to the fact that he's being majbi at you.
Yeah.
So that needs more chizik than if I know what I'm saying myself, because no one's putting the words in my mouth.
Okay, so Beryl is saying that the logic would be that sort of the agreement, like I'm agree that it should be a shvua. Okay, anybody else have any other?
I was thinking that. Are stronger when it's
coming from your own self. Like the reason for the friendship between Mashiach and Flake. So Chanina is saying that I guess the heaviness of a Shvuah, that in other words, if I say the word, I'm making a shvua, this is what I think the logic is. I think the Hanina is saying, Beryl sort of saying that if I say the word shvua, so like I know what shvua means. Like that's heavy, right? The word shvua we explained the last few days. The very word shvua, the concept of a shvua, the concept of an oath of a shvua means just as Hashem is real, what I am saying is real. That's without Shem Hashem. That's what the concept of a Shvuah is. We said that's what you see in the Ran right off the bat. Why would there be a discussion if you need Shem Hashem or not? So we said in the Sefri, Shvuah is, by definition, I'm hooking up with Hashem. Hashem is real, what I'm saying is real. Now, you're not really saying all that. I know you're just saying the word Shvuah. So Bishlama, when you're saying the word Shvuah, so we know that you mean that your statement should have that heaviness, intensity. It's true like Hashem is true. Now, when you're Mushma Pi Acherim, he's saying the word Shvuah. You're just saying, Lo Ochal Kikar Zeh. Or in Shvuah Seidus, you're saying, Eini Yedeya Eidus. I don't know any Eidus. So like, Beryl is different nuances. Beryl's saying, who says he agrees that he's under oath? Maybe he thinks he's fooling you, and he's just making a regular sentence. I don't know Eidus. when I, how do you see he accepted to be on the roof? You don't really see that. Or you could say that it doesn't have the intensity of a shvua with Hashem, because he didn't say the word shvua. So maybe he's going to lie. I think like maybe he's not so intimidated. Maybe. What? Yeah, but every shvua you say the word shvua, so that's what you're doing. Maybe you could say it. Maybe that's why the others hold you always need a Shem Hashem. But Rabbi, I would say the logic in the Benatam is Bishlamo when you say the word Shvua yourself. So Shvua, you know, that's what a Shvua is. But when the other person's saying the word Shvua, he's imposing an oath upon you. So like you're not, you're pushing, it doesn't have that same intensity. So we demand at least that you say the Shem Hashem. No, you don't have to say the Shem Hashem. The other one does, right? So at least the Shem Hashem makes it heavier. Maybe. So, again, Rabbeinu Tam's chilik, because you learn it out from Sota, that's Mushmer Piacherim. So, it must have been logical. Again, he didn't say you need Shem Hashem when you have this Samach in there, right? But as I told you the first week, so why does he have to say, he brings a proof, he says, because you learn it out from Sota, and she's Mushma Mipi Kohen. In other words, again, it's logical, but we wouldn't say it on our own. It's not compelling. As I told you the first week. Most Svaras in the whole Gemara is logical. The whole Shas, most of it, is logical to our minds. But logical doesn't have to mean compellingly logical. In Hebrew, that's called Mukhrach. Doesn't mean it's mukhrach. It's logical. Not everything logical is mukhrach. Not mukhrach. To be mukhrach, like 2 plus 2 and 2 and 2 is 4, is mukhrach. A nice svara could be logical, but you don't know that it's true. Well, could be. I hear what you're saying. You know. So Rabbeinu Tam, like that's why Rabbeinu Tam had to say, because you see that you're learning out from Sota, and she's mushmul mipi acherim, and that's where you have the Shem Hashem. Baruch Adonai Hamavorach, the Allah.